AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Crews have pulled at least 28 bodies from the icy waters of the Potomac River after a jet collided with an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport near Washington. Authorities fear everyone aboard the American Airlines plane is dead. Washington Fire Chief John Donnelly says crews searched all night for survivors.
We are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
Robert Isom is American Airlines CEO.
And at this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft.
The jet was coming from Wichita, Kansas, with U.S. and Russian figure skaters aboard. The airport is scheduled to reopen right about now. The markets are moving higher.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 gained 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. The broad gains followed a rush of profit reports from some of the country's most influential companies. Meta Platforms rose after delivering a better profit report than expected. It also said it will continue to invest in AI efforts. Microsoft fell after reporting weaker growth than expected in its cloud computing business. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. A report showed the U.S. economy grew at a slower pace than expected to end last year. Damian Troisi, New York.
Hamas has freed 8 more hostages as part of the Gaza Strip ceasefire. Israel later began releasing 110 Palestinian prisoners after a delay initiated by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He demanded that mediators assure the safe exit for hostages going forward and said he had received that commitment. This is AP News. A food bank lands tons of top-grade salmon. But it comes with a catch.
The Food Bank of Central New York was offered more than 40,000 pounds of salmon, but the fish were still in the water at local Coho, an indoor fish farm that was shutting down. So volunteers had to go in with nets and catch about 13,000 salmon, says farm manager Adam Kramarczyk.
That's a lot of fish to do something with, right? We didn't want it to go to waste, go into a dumpster or something like that.
The salmon also had to be processed into frozen fillets so it could be distributed to regional food pantries, says Brian McManus, the food bank's COO.
Perhaps almost never does a food donation offer come in still as livestock, basically.
The salmon goes to 243 food pantries and other institutions in the food bank's network. It's expected to yield more than 26,000 servings. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.